they did. They started in the front pen.
Yeah, they
start
at least 4 minutes before us.
Yeah. Yeah. When did they get prizes?
First 3 or 5 finishers, male, female. I think there's a few age categories as well. We might have got one, we might have left it, really.
Yeah, don't have it.
We got a t-shirt and a milkshake, what more do we need?
And a bottle of water.
Probably a bottle of water. I sometimes think, though, with the t-shirts, I almost feel like saying, you know, okay, it's only probably 50p when they're producing them on mass scale, but it's like, I don't really need another t-shirt. You almost say, keep that and put that 50p to your charity instead. But they always produce them all before the day, don't they? I suppose in your entry, you should be able to tick some out, then it's controlling the other day, isn't it? But people might end up taking them they're not supposed to have them, aren't they?
So who's been to visit recently, Dad?
Oh, Sarah, Lisa,
and to Janet.
Janet, yeah.
When did Janet come? Yesterday?
No, nobody came yesterday.
No, nobody came yesterday.
No.
Not one.
Cousin Ian, please.
Your cousin?
Yeah.
Do I know him?
No. You know all that died recently?
Yeah.
His son. He's Jeff Dixon. Emma Dixon's father.
Yeah.
And I got married in Ireland.
Yes, you can, because you do another lot for
dinner. Jeff is there. Who else is there? Nudge.
Uncle David?
Oh, he comes every week, yeah. He comes up every Tuesday. Comes up on Tuesday afternoon. Or Tuesday evening. He stops at Janet's and comes to Janet next day. Mm. You got any family, Catherine?
A bit of a disjointed family. I've got 2 sisters, but then my dad is an only child, so there's not really anything on my dad's side. And all my grandparents died when I was quite young. And then my mum's side, I was telling Lou last night, my mum was a little bit of a mistake later in life. So my cousins are actually similar age to my parents, rather than being my age, because my mum is younger than her brother and sister. So we're quite a small family in that respect, but nice in a way. Yeah. But my youngest sister's married, and she's got a little boy now who's 2 and a half, so he's a real character, he's quite entertaining. Just developed the art of language, so he's a lot to say for himself. He's chattering all the time. He's got phenomenal energy levels. You know, my mum, she goes mad. It's, well, not in a bad way, but you know, because he's into everything, and just she's shattered once he's been around. But I say, well, that's fantastic. That he's such a healthy little boy. That's, you know.
Did you get your baby sister?
No, not properly. I go around, hype him up, and then leave him when it's. That's the best thing about being an auntie. You get to play and do the fun stuff, but leave the dirty work, as in the nappies and trying to get him to bed, to the parents. So I think that's the best way of doing it, I think. So, he's a good little guy.
You didn't have a game before, did you?
We play Millwall
tomorrow night, isn't it?
Tonight? 1:15.
Today, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Monday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Millwall. We're not going
there. These dogs will be out for that one.
And the horses.
Yeah. It's a horrible place.
I thought there was some horses today and then realised it was a herd of feet.
Herd of feet.
Yeah, there was lots of runners.
Yeah, then. I've no boat.
Well, there was just quite a few of them, that's all.
Well, we're on the move again.
A lot of it is a fashion statement now. People have to wear the right thing. I just wear a scruffy t-shirt and shorts for me to run, but there's a lot of designer runners now. There, you have to have the right stuff. Trainers haven't cost £250, you know, they're no good to you and stuff like that.
£250.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Freebies.
What?
You had your GB ones on, didn't you?
Yeah.
We got one cheer of GB, didn't we, from